She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. My wonderful co-host Andrea is away today. Joining us now is Isabella Stoloff. She joins us the first Wednesday at every month at this time. Today, we're going to be talking about mastering your mind, letting go of old beliefs. Such a great topic and so essential to our health. Hello, Isabella.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. And I have to say, I love this topic because I think our old beliefs really limit us and make us sad and not take care of ourselves. And I'd love to hear your point of view on this.
It's so true, though, isn't it? I mean, it's like I feel sort of that I've been repeating myself at the Orange County Healing Center down here in Fullerton for the past 5 years, you know, or 6 years, however long it's been now. And it is because I still have to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I teach what I need the most. And what I need the most is a clear mind to let go of old beliefs about myself, to, you know, release the past. It's like, oh, we're having yet another fire ceremony, releasing the past. It's like, oh, we're not finished releasing the past. Nope. It's still there.
is really hard, isn't it? It takes a long time to release the past and to release limiting beliefs, like I mentioned earlier, about yourself. You know, like, for example, I went to kindergarten through high school with the same people, and I was okay in school, but I was painfully shy. I was really unathletic to the point where not only did I get picked last, but the kids would fight over who got stuck with me. And it became ingrained in me that I was a loser. Like nobody, you know, I had one best friend, but everybody else was like, oh, that Lisa, I don't know, she's kind of out there or whatever. And it's taken me years to be like, you know what, that I got to let that go. And I can't keep feeling badly about myself.
Perfect example. Perfect example. And I, too, I was teased. I mean, my gosh. Today, you'd call it bullying, you know.
Yes, exactly.
My day, it was fine for 10 kids to stand in a circle around you and make fun of your braces or your name. Or, you know, I was tall and had, you know, Now, it's the hot new thing to have braces. But, you know, in 1970, 1969, who had braces? And, you know, so in my name, sure. Isabella, which is now the most popular name, right? But in those days, it was Isa, ding dong, Isabella.
It's like, oh, no.
Kids are merciless. So I hear you on that note. And for our listeners, you know, if you're still worried about what other people are saying about you, if you're still in your mind repeating that, you know, story that Lisa and I just shared with you about ourselves, know that you're not alone. Know that there are ways, and I broke it down really simply. I wrote a very short little blog, you can find it at orangecountyhealingcenter.com, on mastering your mind. And I thought maybe we would look at those three little, very simple steps. Number one, look on the bright side. We've heard that time and time again, but it's really true. Become the watcher of your thoughts. And if they're not positive, gently guide yourself into a more uplifting conversation. You know, it's like, have a conversation with yourself. Listen to what you're saying. And is that a conversation that you'd want to engage in with a friend? You know, so number two is take a moment. Listen to your thoughts as if you were your own best friend. When the thoughts are running wild, breathe in and out slowly. And give yourself a little pep talk. It's really these past few years for myself, it's about becoming my own best friend, becoming the person that I want to hang out with, the person that I want to fall in love with. Because trust me, people, if you're doing it for yourself, your whole environment changes. The people around you are more loving. You attract more loving, you know, great jobs, great opportunities, perfect health. I mean, it really does start with becoming your own best friend and the watcher of your thoughts. And number three, creative imagery. So imagine that your mind is like a playground and create images or ideas that make you feel good. So, you know, this mind of ours, we are really not taught to, at least, you know, I don't know about everyone, but to be positive and to think uplifting and to use your imagination like a playground. So what if, and this is a technique I did a long, long time ago, but what if you, you know, asked your inner child, you know, what is it that, you know, how is it that you're feeling right now? Well, my inner child was living in a very dark place with a bunch of weeds all around it. So I took that imagination, that imagery of my little girl sitting in a dark place with weeds all over her, and I couldn't figure out how to clean up her little playground. And so I blanketed it in snow and I put a beautiful snow. So all of a sudden, she had, now I'm from Hollywood, California, okay? Nobody played in the snow in Hollywood. So for me, it's a great thing. You know, I was like, oh, there's snow. And so I put her in a little outfit and I put her little, you know, sled out there and ski. And so then she got to play in the snow and begin to be more positive in my mind and more loving toward myself. And playing in the snow was really fun for me. So if it's you and it's, you know, being on a bikini on a beach and your little kid playing, making sandcastles, you know, make it what it works for you. And then the snow began to melt and one beautiful little green sprout came out from the snow. And then the snow melted and we began a new garden. And it was a beautiful little imagery game that I played with myself. And my life is like a beautiful garden. I you know, I look around my space and I'm very, very blessed, but I have to do the work, and now I teach it, you know, and don't make it work, make it play. You know, it is harder to create a positive thought than it is a negative one. But the more you practice it, so I have do this for 21 days straight, you know, just do for 21 days. I'm going to watch my thoughts. I'm going to talk to myself like I'm my own best friend, and I'm going to create a playground for my little kid to play in. And see if you don't begin to feel better and if things don't begin to change.
You know, when you were talking about the sprout growing up from the snow, it made me think of that song, The Rose, Just Remember in the Winter. And it says there's, you know, the rose comes up. And I just thought that was such a beautiful image.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, you know, we all have this beautiful creative mind. And, you know, yes, internet's great and the phone is great, but we're really losing out on that time that we used to spend when we didn't have a phone. So just, guys, take 5 minutes for yourself every day. Listen to how you're talking to yourself and about yourself. Listen to what's coming out of your mouth, you know, and what you're saying about yourself. You know, are you saying, are you still one of those people that goes, oh, that was so stupid of me. I'm so stupid. Or, you know, if you are, great, then catch it and say, cancel, cancel. I'm so great. I'm such a good person. You know, it really comes from within.
I do.
So, you know, I'm leaving for
such a huge difference.
You know, I'm leaving for England with my group June 17th.
Oh, nice.
So here we go. 1st of June is 17 more days. And I guess the next one will be from Europe somewhere if we can make that happen. And if not, I'll be back with you in August. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I love being here. I love you and Andrea, and it's great to finally catch up with you.
I know. It's so much fun having you on. I want to mention to people they should visit your wonderful website, www.ochealingcenter.com. You can also follow Isabella on Twitter at Isabella Stoloff. I want to encourage everyone to let go of your old beliefs. And when you catch yourself saying something negative, turn it into a positive. It'll make a huge difference. I want to thank you all for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Remember, be nice to yourself, everyone. Take care and stay well.